Le'ili nishmas Rav Kleinimus Kalmish ben Rabbi Elimelech. Pei per gimel mishne beis. Hamenamer es sadeh v'shir klochem lachem. A person purposely fertilized different areas of the way the Yerushalmi explains. He fertilized different areas of the field that when they grow, he then cut them because he fertilized them more than other places. So when they grew, he cut those areas. And what he left off, it v'shir klochem lachem. He left off these unripe stalks. Menamer, it looked like a leopard because it was all staggered and it looked like spots. I have a picture below. Rabbi Akiva Omer, noisin peya mikol echad v'echad. According to Rabbi Akiva, one would give peya on each and every single little area that was left over. The initially unripe area that was then cut, you would give peya only on that area. And obviously, one would give peya l'chayra on what already was cut as one, right? Because that was separate. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's two things going on. Number one, according to the way the Mefarshim explained, there is a difference between the unripe and the ripe. They're looked at the same way as two different species of wheat. And when they're looked at as two different species, because they were cut at different times, one cannot give peah from one to the other. So what's cut was already cut. It's a different species. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're cutting each one. But l'chara, on what's left over, why shouldn't you be able to give one peah for all of the little ones that are left over? The answer is because there's a hefsik between all of these areas. Now, what kind of hefsik is this? This cut area is a hefsik. Now, the Mishnah Rishon explains it has to be. We're talking about a case where it's 3 tlamim, approximately 3 feet in between these unripe fields that eventually became ripe. Because if it's not, if it's shorter than that, why should it be a hefsik according to Rabbi Akiva? Why is it any different than the beginning of the parak? It seems Rabbi Akiva agrees with that the only time that, let's say you had a plowed, it's a little bit different here, but a plowed field, you have to at least have 3 tlamim, 3 feet, in between for something to be a hefsik, it have to be 3 tvachim. So if it's not 3 tlamim, why wouldn't it be mafsik according to Rav Giva? It should all be one. It could be that later we'll see, according to the Rav, that even if it's less than 3 tlamim, maybe we would say in Rav Giva that it is mafsik. The Mishnah continues, v'chachamim armi me'echad ala kol. You give one pay for the whole thing, meaning that at the end, after you cut everything, the Chum, first of all, disagree. They say the unripe and the ripe, when you initially set it up this way, you fertilize it, it looked spotted, and then you had grain that was ripe, and you cut that grain. That ripe grain is the same as the unripe grain. You can give one pay on all of it, and you would wait till the end to do it. Number one. Number two, because of that, even that which you cut, the cut area is not a hefsik to the uncut area, and therefore there's no hefsik for any of them. And you would give one peah at the very end. When one plants dill or chardol, which is mustard, he does it in a few places throughout the field. He would give peah on each and every area where there's clusters of mustard and dill. Normally we know that yarek, one generally does not give peah on yarek because they're not stored. They don't last so long. As we said earlier, the difference with this is that Mefarshim explained that mustard and dill, they're grown for their seeds. Now, what's the reason for the Chachamim? So the Rav explains, and L'chari, this would make sense that even if it's less than 2 tlamim, because if we're dealing with the case over here where each area between the mustard plants and the dill plants are more than 3 tlamim, so of course the Chachamim agree. Everybody holds it's a hefsik. It should be no difference than a bor and a nir. So if that's the case, why, according to the Chachamim, do they agree with Rabbi Akiva? So the Rav explains, dill and mustard are not normally part of a larger field. It's almost like you have little gardens. So it's understood that each area is its own garden, and that's why you can't give one peah for all of them. And if this is the case, it could be that maybe, according to the Rav, the way he was understanding Rabbi Akiva in the beginning of the Mishnah, that maybe Rabbi Akiva also, we're talking about a case where it was less than 3 tlamim, and in a case where one had unripe and ripe stalks of wheat, and he purposely let certain areas grow first. He put most of the fertilizer, but he wanted to leave some of them not as fertilized. Maybe the areas that he wanted to leave unfertilized were planned this way, almost like their own little separate gardens, similar to dill and mustard. And to Rabbi Akiva, since a person planned it this way, each one is its own area, and that's why Rabbi Akiva held it, there's a hefsik between the areas. Not just that it's a hefsik, it's more than that not being a hefsik. It's nothing to have to do with a hefsik. Each one is its own designated area. That's why he fertilized it this specific way. Maybe that's pshat in Rabbi Akiva according to the Rav. It's hard to say that the beginning of the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva is dealing with a case where it's 3 tlamim, because then you have a problem with the sefer. Because if it's a space of 3 tlamim, why the Chum say dill and mustard? Of course dill and mustard. It's 3 tlamim. It's 3 feet between. So Mishnah Shon actually gave a different shot in the end, and it went according to the Rambam. But the Rav says a little bit different than the Rambam, so that's why I wanted to try to give something according to the Rav.